At National Ag Day Activities, I'm visiting with Dr. J.B. Penn, and you are one of our panelists here at this AgriPulse Farm to Fork Politics session going on. What kind of message do you have for the crowd tonight?
Well, I have generally a positive one. I'm going to focus a little bit on the outlook, 2013. That's the focus of the meeting here. But in order to fully understand what the outlook might be, I'm going to look backward a little bit over the past 10 years and see how we got to the point we're in today, because I think that holds some instructive lessons for us as we look ahead.
Not a lot of people think about looking back first, do they?
No, they don't. Everybody's pretty keen on knowing what's ahead. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and the markets are volatile, as you know. But I do think sometimes if you have the context correct, you can get a better picture of what's likely to be in the future.
So just looking at that outlook ahead, do you feel pessimistic, optimistic?
No, I'm fairly optimistic, as I said. When you break this into two parts, looking at the world, as I do, you look at the demand side for food and ag products, and 2013 is likely to be a better year than 2012. The global economy is going to grow faster, and the developing countries, which account for a lot of the food demand, are going to be doing better in 13 than they did in 12. And then you look on the supply side, these high prices have generated a lot of response by farmers. And so if the weather is cooperative, we should have some good crops. And so we should have a more balance in the global ag picture than we had last year.
Wonderful. Well, looking forward to the presentation taking place here at this Farm to Fork Politics session that's going on at National Ag Day Activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.